Age of Transitions.
You're listening to The Age of Transitions. I'm your host, Aaron Franz, coming at you live this Friday night. Friday, August 26th, 2022, live every Friday night from the facilities of Ocelli.com. Thank you for listening live or at the podcast. The podcast can be found at my website, theageoftransitions.com. You can also support the show at theageoftransitions.com. Have the Patreon campaign going. If you subscribe for $3 or more per month, you get access to the bonus podcast and most of the other bonus material. You get a couple other features for subscribing at higher levels, but thank you everybody there at Patreon for helping the show continue forward. You can also buy a copy of my book, Revolve, Man's Scientific Rise to Godhood. Have ebook and paperback copies available. So check out the links there at the website. Also have t-shirts, the Age of Transitions t-shirt, Uncle the Podcast t-shirt, and Ocelli Effect t-shirts. If you buy the Ocelli shirts, I'll send the money directly to Chuck, and you'll be supporting the Ocelli Radio Network, which I encourage listeners to do in addition to supporting this show. Also have affiliate links. If you're ever buying books or other media for that matter, I've found DVDs and stuff, Blu-ray and things like that on bookshop.org. So what you do is you go to my website and you click through the bookshop.org link you'll see on the right side, and then you'll be able to just, it'll take you to my shop with recommended reading, but you can search any book you're looking for or other media and things like that now too. So think about that next time you're getting a book or some other media. You go through there, and I will get a small percentage of the sale for sending you there. Also, if you're thinking about doing a podcast, consider using Libsyn as your podcast hosting service. It helps a lot, makes it easier to do a podcast and send it out through podcatchers and all of that. Set up the RSS is all automatically done through Libsyn. You get 2 months for free if you use promo code Franz, or you can click through the link again at theageoftransitions.com. It will apply that promo code for you. So thank you everybody for all of your support, for listening, for being here on Friday, for listening later on the podcast, and for sharing the show around. Really do appreciate you all doing that. Yeah, and it's very good to be here. We do have a live show. If you want to call in, the number's 319-527-5016. You can also come on the show through Skype. What you do there is you get a hold of Chuck, and he is charles.ocelli on Skype. You type him a message on Skype, and he'll bring you on the show. So you don't call him. You just type a message to charles.ocelli, Skype. Or call 319-527-5016. So, yeah, always encourage calls. Would be great to talk to anybody tonight. But in the meantime, I'll just talk myself. No guests tonight. Just talk myself, talk to myself, to you, to myself, about the age of transitions that we're in. And I was just thinking before the show about how there's just the general frustration and confusion. And I've heard people call it anomie. I've called it anomie in the past. I heard people pronounce it anomie, I guess is the term. So I guess that's how you're supposed to pronounce it. I don't know. But anyway, that just general malaise of our day. And yes, certainly is confusing and it's frustrating. And a lot of the frustrations arise for all of us. This is all of us that we have to deal with. I mean, nobody's excluded from this. But a lot of our frustrations come from all these mixed messages we get. And the many and varied contradictions that we're faced with living in this bizarre, modern, postmodern technological world that we've built up around us. It comes complete with many, many contradictions that you really can't work out. They can't be worked out. These, because living in this state doesn't allow us to resolve so many different conflicts. You just can't do it. Things like with all of this technology and material advantage that we've built up for anime, they're saying in the chat, all of our material prowess, really, our the way we've been able to gain advantage over the natural world via technology and be able to do so many different things and do much more of the same things we were doing, but more and more all the time as technique is constantly improving. We're able to do things better, faster. And the technical process really is self-improving, and it just keeps its end is, you know, ultimate. It doesn't end. Its end is that it doesn't end. It just keeps trying and attempting to perfect itself, which there is no such thing as a perfect technique for anything. So it just keeps going till it gets faster, faster, faster. It's doing more and more and more. And so we've built up a world where we're able to live abundantly. I'm not saying that most people do, but the ability to live abundantly is definitely there. And there is a minority of the population of the world that does certainly live abundantly. I mean, most of us compared to the rest of the world do. Most of us here in America for sure. Definitely consuming more, producing more, consuming more. That's what the system has us doing. That's what we're supposed to be doing, right? We need to be good producers and consumers. So we have to be, because if we're not, we can't live, because of it's an economic prerequisite for living in this society of ours. We have to earn an income, and we have to have money coming in to pay for just the basic things of life, the basic necessities like shelter and food, and even water isn't free, right? Like just the basic necessities. If you're just paying for that and you don't buy anything, you're not even thinking about disposable income. You're buying things for that you truly don't need, but you buy it anyway. But we're supposed to do that too, because it helps the economic model. But even if you were just buying the bare necessities, you're already forced into being a producer and a consumer. And so you're involved in the process, and you're producing something because you have to. You have to do that. You know, there's nothing fancy about this. This is just the way things are. But you know, as this whole process has, as the technique has improved itself, we are able to do more producing and more consuming. There gets to be a toll on the environment, and there gets to be more pollution, right? There gets to be more the byproducts of industry are toxic. So there's all these, you know, I don't even need to talk about this, but there's so much waste and pollution and environmental degradation that happens as or just a normal result of doing this. And so we create a worse situation for ourselves, really. I mean, you could argue it's for the planet, it's worse, and it is. Everything on it is worse off because we're creating all this artificial material that creates lots of byproducts and lots of waste, hazardous waste of all different kinds. And then, yeah, when you're done using certain stuff, you just throw it away. So it fills in a landfill. So that takes up space. It also is a form of pollution in and of itself. There's so much toxic stuff that we produce as elements of, again, just, you know, things like batteries, incredibly toxic. But we need them for all sorts of things. And we need them and we also don't need them, but we certainly produce a ton of them. And again, it's a good thing the more that we produce, because economically speaking, more is better. It's the way that we've built things. It's like the more you produce, the more that's consumed, the better the economy does. That's the way that we have things set up. And so, you know, there's a contradiction. And the problem is, if we want to be a part of, if we want to survive, really, it's not even if we choose to be a part of the economy. There is no choice. You have to. It's a non-choice. Either you do or you're cast out. So it's not a choice. First of all, there's a problem for you. Is we don't have any true choice. That's one of the horrifying things that we all know, that's in the back of our minds at all times. We all realize it. It's absolutely obvious. But even though those obvious realities are there, when you start questioning pretty much anything, and if you start questioning technology, and people be like, well, if you don't like it, then just, you know, you go and don't be a part of this. And it's like, well, that's not an option. You know, it's not, you're saying, the thing is, if you don't want to be a part of it, you really, there isn't a choice to not be a part of it. I mean, unless you like really, really, even if you tried to not be, you wouldn't survive. You wouldn't make it. So that's ridiculous right there. But anyway, just playing our role in this, and if we're doing a good job where we're producing and consuming a whole lot, the better we do, the worse we are in terms of, you know, the environmental toll that it's taking on our everyday lives. So the more success we gather and the more praise we get economically speaking, the more adulation we get for being wealthy and successful, the worse we're being. And so it is that, you know, the person who can think asks themselves, well, what am I supposed to do? Well, I'm not really given, again, I'm in a situation where I'm not given a real choice. No matter what I choose to do, I fail. Because if I live this austere life, if I choose an austere life where I'm producing and consuming the bare minimum I possibly can, there's gonna be real consequences for that, where I'm not really going to make it, and it could be worse than that. I could really get myself into trouble if I do actually choose that, which is near impossible even to do. But then if you do well for yourself and you succeed, then you're being bad too, because you're being wasteful. And I think a lot of this, you know, the older generations like to give the younger ones a lot of grief, and Gen Z is getting it now, because clearly they see this reality playing out in front of them. They can plainly understand this ahead of them. Like, well, what's the situation where they don't have a choice? It's like, I can't do this. And also the added thing onto that is that success is a near impossibility, just because the system is so rigged for itself. Basically, like, the giant conglomerates hoard all of the wealth. And then there's no way for the individual really to extract any of that to really truly succeed and do well for oneself. It's becoming more and more difficult all the time, because again, the system in a technical fashion, I would add, has gone about making it so that only like the huge, giant machinations of the system itself, it's self-rewarding, you see. A corporation is just like this entity that's created to do what? To maximize production. But by getting bigger and bigger, you can do more and more, and then it sucks more and more wealth into itself. All the while, getting its bottom line, it's making bigger profits by taking away money in any and all expenses of doing business. And one of the big expenses of doing business is payroll. So whenever you can, you know, cut back payroll, you do. Because what are you trying to do? You're trying to make the most profit possible. You, by you, I mean a corporation, the person that is the corporation, which isn't a person at all. But I guess it kind of is, you know. I mean, that's an interesting philosophical thing that's been played around with, the actual personhood of corporations. That's a fascinating concept in and of itself. I would take it a step further and say that this whole thing has a life of its own. Like, the system at large is like one giant living thing, in a sense, and it's feeding itself, and we are the food, right? We are the energy powering this machine. I mean, the Matrix, right? But I mean, aspects of that are certainly reality. It's just a matter of how far you want to go with that concept, that metaphor. But I really, honestly, for me, it's gone beyond the point of metaphor, really. Like, I think it's a great truth that this thing is serving itself. And where it goes eventually, I mean, it's pretty obvious where a lot of this all heads. And it's not to benefit us. It's not to benefit the individual person. It's just that's not what this is. We're more and more disempowered as we go along. And again, the general feeling of frustration in this time grows, and the animosity between one another grows. We're at each other's throats. We become angry and set against each other because we need to vent this frustration somehow. We want someone to blame, so we're looking for everybody and anybody, so we just blame everybody. We blame those who we think aren't like us, foolishly think aren't like us, but they are. They're more or less exactly like us. We're all, I don't want to say we're all exactly the same, but we're certainly all in the same boat. And we're made to forget that, conveniently enough. That works out for the tiny minority that are actually doing well in this system. And moreover, for the system itself as a thing. Which I do argue is reality. Call me crazy, but that's kind of where I'm at these days. I mean, I've been that way for a while, to be quite honest. But it's pretty wild to think along these lines, if you ask me. But at the same time, it's also just like, well, yeah, of course, yeah, that's the way it is. It's at the same time just really mind-blowing and amazing, and also almost dull. It's like, yeah, of course, but what am I supposed to do about it, right? It's almost like those two things all at the same time. But reminder, this is a live show. If you want to call in, please do so. Number is 319-527-5016. You can also come on through Skype. Send Chuck a message. Type a message to him. He's Charles.Ocelli on Skype. Or call. Oh, what do you know? We do have a call. That's great. Okay, so caller, What is your name and where are you calling from?
This is Fisherman Dan, and I'm calling from Florida, IA.
Oh, Florida, huh?
Hi.
What's going on down there these days in Florida?
Lots of good times.
Good times, huh? You know, I've been down to Florida myself. Have some family down that way. Know some other friends down there. It's quite a state. You say you're a fisherman, is that right?
Oh yes. You know something about the state of Florida that's really interesting?
What is that?
It's shaped like a penis.
Yeah, that's fascinated many people over the years. The fact that it's at the bottom. Yeah, the bottom of the continental U.S. and it just happens to be that shape. It's almost like it was meant to be, yeah.
Oh, this is old Jimmy James. Just having a little throat issue, so I figured I might as well.
Oh, you really are having throat problems, and then your idea is like it kind of sounds like a weird Florida Creole sort of voice. So let's just go with that. That was the thinking.
Pirates seemed the way to go.
Okay, Pirate of the Caribbean. All right. I like it. Yeah. Well, that's funny. Well, I'm sorry that you're having those issues. I'm getting people calling in that can't even talk. But so I feel good. Thank you for that. Is there anything that you wanted to bring up here that you can talk about?
There was, but then I did all that pirate crap and forgot it.
Yeah, that tends to happen when you're in the moment doing the improv comedy. It's hard to remember where you started. But
when I start talking and it comes out like a pirate, I got to go with it.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, it worked for Johnny Depp. That's how he made part of his fortune, acting like a pirate.
Look at that guy. He's riding the biscuit train. Oh, man. Gravy train, the biscuit wheels over there.
He sure is.
He's Johnny Dickinson. You said this. Your newest. You pretty much think the system is. I didn't quit. See, I started calling and I missed like a major thing. She said, so that's how I feel that this is something or not.
I'm basically saying that it's not living in the literal sense, but it's almost like it may as well be in the sense that a corporation is considered a person. I think the greater social system that the corporation exists within and because of, I would argue, I would say that is itself even more so a person than a corporation. And it's bordering on a living entity. It borders on it. You can't literally say it's alive, but it may as well be. Is that crazy?
Well, I think so. But the
that's fair, Jimmy. I'll accept that.
I think it is, but the Supreme Court says corporations are people too. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Silly me. Yeah, here, I thought corporation came from the Latin for corpse. How silly. I'm just a silly little boy.
Well, you can't have a corpse where there wasn't a life previously, at least, you know? It's a body.
Yeah, but a corpse is a dead body, and so is a corporation.
Yeah, maybe.
I think that ruling's gonna eventually get overturned. Mm. Anyways, good show, man. And I'll let you back at it.
All right.
Rest my future voice.
Go back starboard there, matey. We'll see you later.
Yep.
All right.
Peace.
Great to talk to you, Jimmy. All right, cool. I do appreciate the call, even in such circumstances. Very good. And if anybody else wants to call, they may. 319-527-5016 or type a message to Chuck on Skype, charles.ocelli, or 319-527-5016. Fun Friday night, as always. Enjoying ourselves. Trying not to complain about the situation we're all in. What good would it do anyway? I'm just kind of talking about things. That's what I'm trying to do, at least. I might be completely wrong in what I'm saying, too, or at least halfway wrong. Probably not completely wrong. I don't know if anybody's ever completely wrong about anything, even when they're saying terrible things. Those terrible things at least started from a grain of truth. No insane person started talking crazy the way they do without first having some experience that triggered it, some form of reality that shaped their crazy opinion. Maybe it's an opinion. Maybe it's a fact. Maybe it's both. Maybe it's fragments of both. It's so hard to tell what's what now. And again, another issue of our time, of our day, we don't know what to believe. There's so many different messages hitting us all the time. And they're all contradictory too, all those messages that are hitting us simultaneously. They're all saying opposite things. And we're forced into the position of trying to make sense of that. How are we supposed to? How are we supposed to make sense of constantly conflicting messages that are barraging us 24/7? We're constantly having to make choices. Like, okay, I believe this. And in one moment, you'll believe one thing just out of sheer necessity. You have a belief where, like, well, in this situation, I kind of have to believe this certain thing. And then you'll find yourself about 15 minutes later believing the opposite, because probably out of necessity again, you have to believe that now. You at least have to pretend you believe it, even if you don't fully believe it. And again, why would anybody fully believe anything anyway if you're just going to change? You have to change your belief in half an hour anyway. So why would you be invested in any given belief? So that's where a lot of people are. And then on the other end of the spectrum, some people just go whole hog. I'll believe something crazy because it makes me feel good. And there's plenty of that going around. There's plenty of true believers fighting for all sorts of lunatic causes out there because they've convinced themselves that this is the end of the world and that they have to do something about it. And they know what's going on now because they have their total belief. They have their total faith invested in whatever, you know, insert crazy concept here, you know, insert life's purpose here. And yeah, it's just a proliferation of this kind of thing. And what do you see? You see, I bring this up, I think, weekly now on the show, but what was once fringe concepts and fringe ideas, once relegated to those on the edges of society and people who are a bit different, all of those sorts of ideas have made their way into mainstream culture to such a degree that, I mean, they're not really even fringe anymore. And just all these wild concepts that would previously it would have gotten you derision and ridicule in polite society. for what that's worth. I mean, but most people would have ostracized you immediately for so many things that are just commonplace now. You know, the rise of the QAnon stuff, you know, all that kind of business. That's just normal now. You know, these web forums with any number of people just start typing away like, da, 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 like just it's almost like they're channeling information via internet. They're doing pretty much the same concept, the same process that's been known as channeling. And they're kind of doing that on message boards and just typing things. And then all of a sudden they think that it means something. And it's more complex than that. That's not the only thing that's happening there too. There's so many different layers. This is just one of them. So I don't want to act like I'm like this is the whole of that phenomenon or anything. It's just one tiny little aspect of it. But it is wild. It is wild to see this. It's almost difficult to believe. And I have to say, things that I thought like decades ago as just like theoretical concepts. I think I've mentioned this on the show too, of like the theoretical concept of, well, what if one day somebody, perhaps went on an internet forum or Twitter, someone said, okay, everybody, what we're going to do tomorrow is just not show up at work. And this is going to be a mass movement. It's something that everybody does. And we're going to stick it to the man. We're all not going to work. We're doing a huge, giant collective strike. Like, I would think about these things decades ago and like, well, why hasn't that ever happened? And there's no way that it would have happened then. But I have to say, that seems like something that would just happen any day now in this reality that we're in. It's like I'm surprised that it doesn't happen more. And it seems like it almost certainly will. That it's like, oh yeah, that'll happen. But when I first again conceptualized this as an idea, and I'm not saying I'm the only one that's ever done this. Certainly everybody thinks along these lines, I think. But you know, it was like an unthinkable, wild out there idea that would have never happened. And now, just so many of those wild ideas have been brought into the realm of possibility.
Mm.
They're at least there as possible things. Chuck, what's up?
Yeah, no, I was just going to throw in like the old standby of the gas strike that was going to happen for years and years, even when you were a kid. They, in the early days of email, were all not going to buy gas on name a date. And they would send out these emails for months, and people would talk about it like it was going to happen in order to push back against the oil companies. And you know what happened? Nothing. It never came around.
No.
And it's still today, you'll see, we're going to have a mass whatever on a particular, and usually nothing happens, almost always.
Well, maybe that's the truth. Maybe it just seems like these things. Maybe it's just a lot of talking is what it is. And maybe I'm making too much hay about this. But I can't help shake the feeling that there is more sort of extreme things happening.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, I mean, about a national strike or this or that, or even women talking about going on a strike because they're angry about their position in society. All these things, it seems like we now have the mechanisms at our fingertips to accomplish that, and yet it still doesn't really happen, does it?
Yeah, maybe it's just more like the conversation is amplified. Mm-hmm. That's probably all it is the conversation is amplified, and the action remains just sort of
remains elusive,
dead, as always. Yeah, so maybe... maybe I am making too much of this.
Well, I'm not saying you are. I'm just throwing it at you that, you know, we do have the tools now. It is possible to, if you wanted to communicate, a significant number of people are on the internet. Not everyone is on the internet, right? But a significant portion of the population. If we wanted to have a national strike in America, it would be easy to get the word out on the internet. And we could do it. All one day, we're going to stop because, pick a cause, doesn't matter. The inflation, we're angry with Biden. Let's go. We all go on strike Thursday. You know, whatever. Pick a Thursday in October where nobody's going to go to work. You could spread the word and get it out there. We're all going to go on strike. See, what the smart thing to do would be to get all these causes together and have them all supposedly happen on the same day. A bunch of things that are in opposition to each other. Go on strike because you want Trump reinstalled as president. Go on strike because you're angry at Biden. Go on strike because you're in support of Joe Biden. Right? And get them all out there all at once, coordinated. And then see if there's any sort of mass effect. Time it all for the same day. Women, go on strike. Men, go on strike. Right? Transgender strike. Separate
but
them.
That's like, that's such the antithesis of where we're at now, where everything is made so that we do keep dividing and turn it into the culture war thing and all that, right. Where we, so that's almost unthinkable that that would happen because nobody's on that train of thought.
But the tools are there. The tools are there. The communication devices are there. The ability to coordinate is there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in years past, people said, not everybody reads their emails. Not everybody remembers. But now we have it. You could literally, possibly, communicate to the entire world. If you can just get a viral tweet to go somewhere, right? Enough people would hear about it. They'd read about it on the news, even if they don't use Twitter. And boom, you could have the massive strike. You have the tools. But can it be accomplished for lack of unification? See? That's the bigger question. So what is the problem? Yeah. Is it because we're being so subdivided, or is it because we were never even possibly going to unify in the first place? Is it the chicken or the egg? Could we never have been unified, or has this actually subdivided us at the same time it's given us the tools to unite?
Mm-hmm.
Bigger question.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, even if we're not united, why do we have to make such a big deal about the fact that we're not and get so mad at each other over it? Why not just have like different ideas that exist independently from one another in the same world? We're not able to do that. Because, I don't know, it just seems like all these political, ideological things are amplified to such a degree where we give them so much importance that people start believing in that illusion. And it's easy to get swept up and carried away in that. And then you think the concept of, well, I'm being political. And I'm, you know, my side is right because if my representative was in there, then gas prices would be lower. Uh-huh. But because they're not, because that person isn't, they're high. And so I'm mad with the current thing and not just the current administration, but all those who would support that. So I don't know. It's just there's all sorts of silliness going on overlaid on top of the serious reality that we are all faced with. And it's just us trying to interpret all of that. We're all trying to do the same thing. We're trying to interpret this insanity, which clearly, I mean, there's no arguing we're dealing with that. We have to try to make sense of it. So we're all fumbling and bumbling around doing that. And we're mostly not doing a very good job of it. But again, can you really blame anybody for that? Because what tools have we been given to be able to make sense of anything? And also, back to what we were saying at the beginning, what choice do we have? It's not, you can't ever just choose to walk away. You can't. There's nowhere to walk to. There's nowhere to go. There is nothing else. We've built such a complete and total artificial system that there is no stepping outside of it. Even if you believe that you're stepping outside of it, you're still within it. You're just probably now even more under certainly the more violent aspects of its control. Because now that you've chosen to walk away from it and you've said, I'm not playing by your rules, then the system can go, okay, now we can do what we want with you. We can just lock you up and throw away the key or what have you. And you know, you just throw you in a hole on the side of the road and leave you, bury you alive, and nobody cares. Because why would they? You know?
Well, see, and that makes us more vulnerable as individuals, right? Because we cannot be a collective that couldn't be ignored. See, yeah. So one begins to wonder, and I'm going to shut up after this. I'm going to ask what I think is the dangerous root question. Is it that individuals need to feel as though they're special because they belong to a special group, and therefore it makes them much more susceptible to being otherized or compartmentalized? Is that the answer? Because I got to feel special. I got to feel either like I'm under attack or I'm empowered or whatever it is. I have to be special in some way, because if I became too much a part of a greater mass, then I would be too common. I would be not a standout. I'm not a specialized person where I can claim a title and own it and, you know, I'm a Jets fan. I have my Jets stuff, whatever. It doesn't matter. It could be the political idealization. It could be a philosophical a discipline or lack thereof, whatever it is. I'm not special if I'm part of everybody. Is that the root cause that allows us to be separated and sifted down to the point where we're almost all just in our own individual echo chambers or in small groups, so that we can never, ever, even regardless of the tools presented, be able to be unified and raise a collectively loud chorus because of the overall mass effect? Is that the answer, Aaron?
Well, I wish I could answer that, but of course I can't.
Look, I posed the question. I don't expect Franz to give me the answer to how does life work, Franz? Explain.
Yeah,
to me.
I know.
I'm just saying.
Again, I mean, this is the situation we're all in. We're all in the same boat where we're all trying to figure this out. And as you're saying, there is a lot of otherizing all over the place. Everybody's doing it to everyone. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, you know, it's people doing it with good intentions. Like, they believe they're calling out bad behavior. I know that I was reading something about conspiracy theorists, in quotes, the other day. And this is a group that's always getting derision. Mm-hmm. And every explanation in the book I've seen to explain conspiracy theorists and their minds and why they are who they are, they choose to believe what they believe. I read an article recently that said that narcissists are more likely to be conspiracy theorists. So that's one of the reasons. I mean, I've heard every reason for it. Mm. But
well, see, that's weird, because for years and years I thought it was because you were weak-willed and not willing to accept that there might not be, you know, you need to find a greater answer. So mm-hmm. you seek something, whether it makes sense or not, and, you know, it's because you're not able to accept the thing that should be unacceptable actually happened. So as a scared little, you know, creature, you retreat to these things. You know, you don't want to think about, again, the JFK assassination. The loser idiot Oswald who pulled it off with a crap gun, you don't want to believe that, because that makes the world too scary of a place for you. That mm-hmm. used to be the explanation. Now they're going to, oh, well, they're narcissists. They want to have all yeah. the answers. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's always a new explanation. They've used everything. But this is definitely, you know, an example of that. It's like people thinking they're helping, again, by saying, well, these are people who are mentally ill, and we need to help and point out that they're sick in the head, and what they're doing isn't helpful. And, you know, they're just, you know, saying like, oh, look, I'm better than this person because they believe crazy things, and, you know, just make up some reason as to why that's true. Mm.
Okay, with that, I'll leave you alone, Aaron. I'm sorry. I just I had to jump in because you weren't getting the caller I wanted you to get on this, and I thought you needed to get these ideas. You know, what about the Mass Effect? What about it? Well, if indeed that was something that people really wanted, they could have done it when they had just emails and flyers and all that stuff where people would say, in 2 months from now, they would advertise it months in advance. We're going to on this one day, just not buy gas. And then it became an email thing in the 90s where we're not going to buy gas on April, whatever, but didn't matter. It was some particular day to protest what the gas companies were doing. And nothing would ever happen. It was the greatest little trick. And again, I was in that industry, so we used to talk about it. It was like a laugh riot.
Yeah.
And the only effect we ever saw, even when they had the best, you know, early versions of what you would call viral today, really massive. Millions and millions of emails somehow would get pumped out. And we'd say, you know, with these millions and millions of emails, watch what happens. A minor increase the day before on gas sales and a minor drop off the day of. Because people would go, well, I better get my gas today because I'm not going to buy it tomorrow. That was the best they could do with a massive don't buy gas on, you know, Wednesday or whatever. 2 months from now. That was the best they could do. And it was just hilarious. And I'm talking like a 2% shift. Almost negligible shift. Like maybe 2% up the day before, given the 10-year average, and 2% down the day of, given the 10-year average. Like, at best. That was the best they could do. Yeah. I think that was in 2002 that happened.
I do remember that occurring. I recall that as a thing and people talking about it, and yeah, that sounds about the right time frame to me. Yeah, that was an odd thing that, as you're saying, never actually happened, except for the talking phase of it. It's like they talked about it, it didn't happen. I guess a similar thing that happened more recently was that stupid Area 51 thing where everybody said they were going to descend upon Area 51 and raid it.
Oh yeah, some people showed up for it. But they didn't have
kind
the mass.
Of,
yeah.
Yes. Did you see the videos of what actually happened with that, Chuck?
You kill people running and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there's a couple people doing like anime running in front of a news camera.
Right.
And then like there's probably like, I don't know, maybe 100 people standing outside of the entrance and just kind of like hanging out. And I think they were going to have this like, almost like festival sort of party thing out there was getting planned, but that didn't even really happen because enough people showed up for that.
Right. They didn't even have a good enough party. See, the only thing that happened before that was also funny is, remember Antifa was supposed to stage a revolution?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? It was supposed to be, okay, they're going to do this on, like, September 19th or something like that.
But this was the people against Antifa worried that that would happen, right?
No, they were saying that they had, you know, acquired information. This is, you know, Antifa official communication saying that they are going to get together on that day. And the militias do have a communication network. They started communicating with each other and deciding, we are not going to attempt to intervene with the Antifa revolution. We're going to let the law enforcement, the official law enforcement, take care of it. Whole conversations. We're going to, ready, stand back and stand by while this happens. Antifa is going to attempt to stage a revolution across the whole country. So remember that weird meme of like the stick figure poking something with a stick? Saying, come on, do this. So somebody.
No, I don't.
There was a meme, like, every once in a while when something didn't happen, there would be this, like, stick figure poking something with a stick, and it would say, come on, do this. And, so somebody took that and redid it with the Antifa thing, and put an Antifa logo laying on the ground, and the stick figure poking it with a stick, going, come on, make a revolution. And obviously the Antifa thing is laying on the ground dead. Like you're poking a dead animal going, come on, bark, or something. I don't know where it started, but I remember looking at that and cracking up. I don't think it's even a meme anymore. It was a temporary thing, you know? Yeah. Kind of like Slender Man. I don't think Slender Man's a thing anymore either. Maybe it is. Oh, maybe I just evoked Slender Man. All right. You know I'm messing with you. Anyway, like I said, I'll shut up because we're almost at the end of this hour, and we might have some experimentation in the next. So, yeah, we'll leave it at that. But, no, I wanted to ask those greater questions, and I'll take a look and see if anybody else is calling in. But so far we had Jimmy James with the cracked voice, and that's about it. But anyway, who knows?
A cracked voice from the crack room.
From the crack room.
Straight out of the crack room with a cracked voice.
There you go.
And I will say that Uncle is standing by. We're going to do the regular Uncle show. Didn't know if we would or not, but it will be the regular Uncle show, luckily, tonight. So that's good. So everybody listening live, do stick around for that. You're going to want to keep listening, and you can continue to call in for that, too. The number's 319-527-5016 or Skype charles.ocelli. So that's coming up in mere minutes. But yeah, the age of transitions, we're in an odd situation where we don't quite know what to do with ourselves. There's not really even a good answer as to what to do. We're forced into so many different situations we didn't ask for. And yeah, there's nothing you can do about that. Meanwhile, technique is constantly improving itself. The technology to understand ourselves is there, but not for self-analysis. It's being used against us to understand what we're doing, and beyond that, why we're doing that, why we're doing what we're doing. Technology has been more and more set to that task of surveilling everything and making the best go at trying to understand the whys and the wherefores of all of this data. That's what artificial intelligence is for. That's the sad reality of that technology. So it's not the only thing it's used for, but certainly the most prominent, I would say. And the world is being built up to serve a system that has its own, if not intentions, its own self-serving interests that just serve the interest of building more. And continuing further and improving technique, improving speed, improving performance. And so all that is being done. And meanwhile, we all hope that we may keep up and improve our performance as well as individual human beings. And, you know, ideas like the transhumanist concept pop up as, hey, let's improve our performance. It's like, well, it's just... We're just trying to fit in with not the cool kids, but we're trying to fit in where we've gotten in, so to speak. And this is just where we're at, and it's what we do. And it's an obvious outcome, too, of everything that has been built up all around us. There it is. So, yeah, that's pretty much... that's pretty much it. Again, I want to thank everybody for listening to the show, for showing support, for buying the book, for doing the Patreon, the bookshop.org links, the Libsyn links, all that stuff, the t-shirts. Appreciate it a lot. You keep the show going. Hopefully we'll be doing more and more live streams. I really do love live streaming and would like to up that, like live streaming video content. If I could do more, that's what I'd really like to do more of. So maybe we'll be able to do more and more of that as time moves on. So stay tuned on that front. And also stay tuned to the Ocelli Radio Network, as Uncle the Broadcast is coming up next. Make sure you support the network, support Chuck and the network too. You can do that at ocelli.com. My website is theageoftransitions.com. My name is Aaron Franz, and as always, I will leave you by saying, Seeker, seek on.
The age of Tangier Franz.
WallStreetWindow.com. Gold, silver, the stock market. WallStreetWindow.com.
Perhaps you're invested deeply.
Perhaps you're not in deep enough. Maybe you're thinking about getting started. WallStreetWindow.com. Michael Swanson, the brilliant author of The War State, understood these trends professionally for many years, and now he gives you the benefit of his knowledge. WallStreetWindow.com. Go there now. Go there now. Go there now.
State by Michael Swanson explains the great national transformation that took place and put the Kennedy presidency in the context of the times and reveals never before published information about the Cuban Missile Crisis. President Kennedy would not have been assassinated if he had been president 200 years ago. His assassination took place in the context of the Cold War and the rise of the national security state. Before World War II, the United States was a continental republic. In the decade that followed, it became an imperial superpower. Generals such as Curtis LeMay not only wanted to invade Cuba, but knew that there were short-range missiles on the island armed with nuclear warheads that they could not destroy because they were on mobile launchers. Their invasion could have led to a third world war, and they wanted to go to war anyway. The War State by Michael Swanson reveals why and will show you what President Kennedy was up against. For more information, thewarstate.com.
Thank you. I'm interested in the truth about the JFK assassination.
Right. Well, what do you want to know?
Judy Baker's wild claim, Oswald girlfriend, he knew Ruby and Barry, cancer weapons. Really?
I imagine I could claim I have four wheels. It doesn't make me a wagon, but okay.
Oswald was on the kill team and trying to prevent the murder of John Kennedy. Come on now. Has a real expert on the JFK assassination look into her claims?
Go to Amazon.com. Enter Judith Baker in her own words. You'll get results for a digital copy of a book where Walt Brown utilizes her own words and the known evidence in the case to get at, well, a different perspective, let's say. You can get Judith Mary Baker in her own words from the author himself, signed if you request it, by contacting Dr. Brown at KIASJFK@AOL.com. It's a fun book, and it actually dissects the many, many fantastic claims. Judith Mary Baker in her own words.
Thank you for all the great information.
World order, gossip, hearsay, slander, rumors. There's a G for that. Okay? So how do you combat it? Slowly, carefully, painfully. It's a painful process.
Revelation through conversation.
Ocelli.com.
Warning, 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 warning.
This is a Menacy Broadcast. Code Red, Code Red, Code Red, here we are. Pick up your iPads, your cell phones, and have me and listen to Uncle the Podcast. Watch out. If you're sitting down for this, or if you're standing up, you better get ready for this, because it's going to hit the eardrums. Uncle the Podcast.
You're live.
Okay. You are listening to Uncle the Broadcast. My name is Aaron. I'm the nephew-in-law. Here with me is the star of the show, Uncle.
Uncle is not on mic.
Oh, sorry.
Not on mic. Turn my mic on.
There we are. You're going.
Keep this thing. Here we go. I don't have to repeat myself now.
You're good now, Uncle.
I don't have to repeat myself, though.
Just
people haven't heard. Just wait a minute.
Just repeat yourself.
273 episodes.
That's it.
Coming in loud and clear. We're using a new computer.
What's this new computer?
See the setup, Uncle? It's a new setup, right?
You notice? Wait a minute now. We got the same old box. The new one, actually.
Yeah, see how I'm using this computer? I'm using a laptop now.
Using that no more.
No, we had a desktop that I used.
Yeah. Explain yourself.
Well, I used to use a desktop computer for doing the podcast, doing the live stream. Tonight, I'm using the new laptop I got. I've been setting it up over the past few weeks to run all the programs I need and get all the live stream stuff going.
This is your wife's new one, isn't it?
No, this one belongs to me, and I'll say that this computer I bought with the money that I brought in from doing the show, actually. So,
it is yours.
So,
I heard that she bought a new one, and I was confused.
I bought this, yeah.
So this is yours.
This is the computer that the Age of Transitions built.
Oh, okay.
So
I didn't know. I just wanted to ask that.
We have to thank our customers for all
your generous support. Thank you for giving this report on this. There, so you can see better.
Yeah, because of them, we've been able to get this laptop. It's going to be good because it's going to help, like, taking the show mobile and, like, going different places. Like, if maybe we want to do a show from Landers, I can easily take all this stuff with us.
Oh, yeah. That's what. That. Well, I hear about Landers. I'm telling you, people, it's coming along. It's coming along.
Oh, there we go.
But I'm the inspector, because I have to check it all out.
Two things really quick here. First, you should probably give out the phone number. And second, you might want to explain why it is Uncle might sound a little muffled.
I have a some disease.
Well, wait, Uncle, first I got to give out the phone number.
Give the phone number.
Okay, so first of all, 319-527-5016. Or you can come on the show through Skype. You can type a message to Chuck. He's Charles.Ocelli on Skype. Or call 319-527-5016. Uncle, let us know what's going on. What's the matter here?
I had COVID on the trip. And
your trip to Nashville.
To Nashville. I didn't know if it was from the plane or from Nashville.
Yeah,
and
we don't know exactly.
And all of a sudden, we don't know what happened. We didn't know what happened. But I don't know. Was I coughing before I went?
The chat room is being pretty funny. We got Green Seed. We've got Pupper. We've got Oculus Veritatis saying... First time here, new listener, and I love the show. Thank you, good. Oculus, for being here.
Thank you.
And Green Seed saying Uncle Disease Cliffhanger.
It's not my disease. It's a COVID problem.
Yeah, it's a COVID problem. Uncle had COVID this past week. Yeah. But I think you're getting over it. You had a negative test today, didn't you?
It's 101 point. And she tested me and said – and. I believe it's getting over. I'm getting over it. I think, but what I have to wear the mask. Why you hear me fucking like this? I have to wear the mask because don't want nobody else to get affected, of course.
Yeah.
And so I have to hold it up for, I think we have it by Sunday. By Sunday, I should be clear.
It's very polite of you to wear that, Uncle. Thank you.
I had it on as soon as I knew. I wasn't planning, actually, because of this.
We didn't think we'd do this show.
I wouldn't think my show would be on. I pulled myself to say I don't know. But he could do it. He did his show. It was been fun at his show. But I wouldn't have been doing my show. I was afraid of this.
I was thinking about playing video games on this part of the show, actually, Uncle. I almost did that.
Yeah.
So the listeners are lucky that didn't happen.
Yeah, well, I'm just because of that, I was afraid of it. So, and I think his wife said something that I don't think it should be good to do it. She told me this earlier. No, yeah. But I
she told you early
that might not do a podcast.
Yeah,
from on my part. Yeah. Finally, you did your part. I did my part.
But
because of this problem we have tonight.
Yeah. Let me see here. I'm trying to figure out. And now I'm technically speaking, I'm goofing around on the side here.
Right.
We did have. Chuck, is your video still up?
Yeah, there you go with the video.
Oh,
also,
there
you're so for some reason not able to hear the phone ringing, but you do have a caller.
Oh, we do.
Oh,
okay.
We do.
All right. Cool. Well, let's go to caller. Yeah, so again, you can call in and join us, but the call number is 319-527-5016. Uncle.
Who is on this line and where you from?
Hey, Uncle, it's the Count. I hope you feel better, man.
I'm feeling quite a bit better. I'm a little warm right now. This room is like a steam bath.
Your cough was worse last week. You had it last week, yeah.
Yeah, well,
now you're all better.
Yeah, the cough is still there a little, but I'm taking pills and stuff, or night pills, that is trying to control it. I got to take the last two, one tonight, one tomorrow night, and then for the night pills, a day, and one more day set of pills from what the nurse gave me from Kaiser.
Yeah, but what are you up to, Count? How you
what
doing
are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I watched Top Gun 2 last night.
Oh the comment. All right, now, here we go. I can pull a what do you think? Now that you've watched it, now we'll get back into this.
Yeah, we're in it.
Now we're going to see how do you think between one and two felt in your position here, Count?
Oh, two is so much better.
Oh, there we go.
What'd I tell you? Sidekick, I told you.
You did. You told me that. I remember that.
Most, but...
It was a refreshing movie. It felt like a real movie again.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well,
like compared to other movies being released, it just felt like a real action movie.
Is that that's still in the movies, right?
You know, Top Gun 2?
Top Gun 2. I was just wondering.
I think it still is at the theater. I think it did well enough that they've kept it there. Yeah.
Did you see it in the movie?
I think it is. I saw a video on demand.
Oh, you saw it?
I saw a video on demand.
Oh. I didn't think they had them on demand all of a sudden that fast.
Count, are you watching the live stream video right now?
I am, yeah.
Okay, do you see this graphic that we're pulling up? And Chuck, I will warn you that you are on camera now.
Yeah, you're on camera.
You see this?
Okay.
Yeah, I see the Chuck cam.
Yeah,
Chuck cam. There you go.
Gotta get this. Well,
so yeah,
the
that's
Chuck cam. Chuck vision.
Yeah.
This is the technical wizardry we pulled off.
There's something new that they're doing that he got. He started something new on his side.
It's a new thing. Yeah. So we're trying to get the OBS set up here with NDI so we can show video of anybody that's on Skype, actually. But now we've got...
I was going to say, Skype callers could join in via video this way.
Oh, they can?
Yeah.
Oh, let's try that. Okay, video people.
Yeah.
On air. Let's go. Let's see.
So if anybody really wants to put us to the test,
put on
you
want
to call into the show with Skype. And if you're ready with your camera, your background, and everything's presentable enough.
It's right here.
You're ready to,
show
to be
you
seen
now.
On
you get...
the live stream. Go for it.
Go.
We'd love to have you on here.
Let us see who who we're actually talking to.
We'll do that.
I am waiting to see who I'm actually talking to.
The chat room's going crazy. We've got Chucko Vision from Greenseed.
Well,
we've got onlychucks.com.
Let's go there. Crackloom. Let's go, Crackloom. Let's get moving here.
Wow. Oculus is saying hi to Chuck. Everybody's
crazy
excited.
Crazy accents on the line.
Oh, crazy accents. We could get video of crazy accents.
Oh, yes. We want to see video. I want to see that guy. I've been waiting to see him since this whole thing started.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see his face.
Yeah.
All right, let's get moving. Where is that dude?
I think that'll be like...
That'd be a shot. That'd be my two calls right there. Right on the top, if he ever calls.
There you go.
We're saving that for the finale episode of the show. That's
no.
That's when that happens.
Now where's one of them saved?
Yeah. It can't happen until then. But yeah, so far so good, Chuck. We see you. I'm excited about this. I'm going to pull your image up again. There you are. So...
Excellent. Yeah, well, cool. Lovely.
Yeah, I don't know how excited you are about that, but we're able to do this.
Seeing your face.
There you go.
You're a little dark, Chuck. You need to get some lighting in there.
You know what? I usually have less lighting in this room than this. Honestly, I work in the dark. Yeah, that light behind me isn't even usually on when I do broadcasts. I keep it very dark in here.
Oh, all right.
Contrast that with Uncle's face here. It's pretty lit up. Uncle, you're lit.
I think I have another light, though.
These black shirts, man, they make you hot.
They do. Even when the sun's not out, you're still hot.
I'm still sweating. Because, good thing I know I didn't take a shower.
See, count, now you see more light in the room, right?
Oh, here, let me pull you back up.
I've got to put you back.
Oh, yeah,
there we go.
There it is. It's a little better.
Yeah. I see more.
It's a little better.
That's with two lights on.
I'm waiting for the video to catch up.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
That might be it, too.
Yeah, it's...
There it is.
The bookshelf looks pretty good in that lighting, I got to say, too. That looks pretty cool back there, Chuck. I like that. That's cool.
Yeah, that's right. The bookshelf's behind me.
You're decorating the room there, Chuck?
Well, no, this is just my little office that I work out of. So, yeah, I got my books back there. Got my bass back there, and there's a 12-gauge in the corner. So, you know.
Nice.
Prepared.
Yeah, well, you know, somebody's got to be ready.
Oh, did you send, by the way, Sonic, did you send his cards? from my cards off to him.
Oh, no, I got to send that.
See, there I go, this. Yeah. I have to remind him again.
You did.
Bing, 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 bing.
Oh, my. I got binged.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Well, the chat's quite lively. Thanks for being in there, Count, and for always being in there. You've been there a lot lately. It's been good to have you as a regular chatter and caller, I'll say.
Yeah. I was surprised myself, because usually I get Jimmy first, and that was a shock.
Yeah, I mean, I try to watch on YouTube and then listen from Mocelli at the same time to boost both.
Appreciate that.
Wow.
Boost those numbers.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I think I might have cleared up the phone ringing sound effect, so this is not a caller. Let me just try it real fast. There we go. Okay, got it.
Yeah, I can hear it now. Cool. Now I can hear that.
Okay, good. Making sure everything's working.
Yeah.
Let me do another... I'm okay.
What are you doing? Knocking some down here.
I'm doing technical things.
Well, about time you're doing something there, sidekick. Away for sidekick. Burn some wood instead of talking.
Yes.
You know, I miss these women talking on the phone.
You miss that?
These ladies.
We haven't had a call from a woman in a little while.
I know.
Women listening, call in tonight.
Yeah, you know, especially that lady from Spain. That would be great.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks cool.
I don't know. Cool. She must be busy, too, though.
Oh, here we go. Here's the NDI. Oh, look at this. Ooh, look at this.
What?
Scan converter. I'm playing around with the NDI and OBS. I know this is a lot of acronyms that probably don't make sense. But I'm just trying to get different ways of the camera to work, and there's different ways to do it. Oh, yeah, look at that. Oh, this is pretty good.
What is this?
Well, it's essentially just doing the same thing I already was. Oh, there's a little Skype watermark on you now, Chuck, when I do it that way.
Well, that happens. Look, I also know that Uncle likes to hear about the listeners outside of the country, and
How are we looking?
Well, interesting. I don't see Spain on there tonight, but Germany is live with us, and also the Netherlands. So
they know I'm on. They will answer. They will be at least will listen, or maybe call some. But I don't know. But mainly listen
right now. Yeah, Germany, Netherlands, UK, and Canada all listening to the Uncle Show, along with our friends across the United States. So there you go.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, if you're in any of those places and you have Skype, you could come on the show. And beyond that,
and you'll see my producer, if everybody would want to call in.
Yep.
Yeah, and we could see you if you call in too. If you enable your video, I should be able to pull it up so that we see you. Now, that's probably something that most people want nothing to do with.
What's that?
To be quite honest, I understand that.
But
if you're a brave soul and you want to be a test subject in our experiment, we'd love to have you.
I'm just curious to see the face. On some of them, not all of them.
What about this, Uncle? What if we offer an incentive? Should we incentivize this behavior?
What's that?
Give them a reason to do it.
Try it one time.
I can think of ways to do it.
One time.
Okay, so that's a yes.
Okay.
So here, I'll throw out an offer. Mm-hmm. If the first person who calls into Skype with their video into the show and we pipe you in, even if we don't pipe you in, if you honestly come on with video, and if there's a technical thing on my part where I can't get to work, you'll still get the free gift. But I should be able to make it work. I do, since I get Chuck, I think I'll be able to get anybody else who comes on. But the first person to do that will get a free Uncle the Podcast t-shirt.
Yeah,
what do you think about that?
That sounds interesting.
You like that?
About that t-shirt thing.
Yeah.
When am I going to get my two?
You don't, yeah, you want another shirt, right?
No, you and his.
Yes.
Oh,
I haven't, to be honest, Uncle, I haven't goofed around with the shirts much lately.
I noticed that.
I need to.
I know. I was just saying a little push along.
This might be a good way to get me back into it, is because I'll have to pull them back out
good idea.
If I give a free one to somebody.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Well, I'm just saying that I know you have yours.
Oculus is saying, cool, I'd wear mine. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm too ugly. You guys don't want to see me. Fair enough. Like I said, I didn't think many people would want to do this, but to anybody who's willing, and if you do call in the Skype with video, that's your free gift for doing so. So well, just that offer will stand until we get somebody calling in.
I'll tell you what else I'll do is I'll add something to it. I don't have any bumper stickers left, but I still have these. So I'll send you a strip of three anywhere in the world. How about that? A strip of three of the...
Well, I see those, Chuck. Those are your stickers, right?
Yeah, the Ocelli Effect stickers. Oh. little cartoon character guy who's supposed to be me with the headphones on and the glasses. Oops, sorry, banging into my own microphone. Yeah, so I still have these. So I'll send you these anywhere in the world. The address you give Aaron for the T-shirt, I'll do that.
Cool, there we go. All right, thank you, Chuck. Mm-hmm. Added bonus prize. If you act now, we will do something else. We don't know what that is yet.
Hey, mate, this hour's not over yet. You might see somebody pop
up. Come on, Germany.
Well, what you do is you give them a free gift, and you can't find out what the free gift is until you answer the offer, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that would be make it interesting.
There you go.
Be very interesting.
It would be interesting to the customer.
Right. So
just to make it clear,
if you're not on my Skype list and you want to join via my Skype list, Charles.Ocelli is my name on Skype. And I gotta fix this mic stand. Charles.Ocelli is my name on Skype. And if you, message me on there, okay, you can find me, make a contact request first. Message me on there, tell me to pull you into the show. I'll pull you in and Aaron can pull your video up. That's the way it works, okay?
Yeah. There we go. Charles.Ocelli, come on to the show. We'd love to have you here. And also, if you just want to call in because you want to call in, that's cool, too. 319-527-5016. That's every week here on Uncle the Broadcast. And that's the number for the Ocelli Radio Network, generally speaking, for any shows that take calls on this network.
I could wear a hat because I'm so hot.
You can't wear a hot hat. Is it going to make you too hot?
Too hot.
Uncle's heating up over here.
First phone call. Second phone call.
Got a call.
What kind of call is this? Where are you from? Hello?
Caller, you're on the line.
You're on the line.
Jimmy James, also a COVID-19 sufferer, Uncle.
You got one too? Mm-hmm. You got that too?
Oh, yeah, I got COVID.
He got one. That makes sense.
Can you hear his voice?
Barely, but good. Yeah. What'd you come, how did it, start it on? Mine started with a cough.
It started.
Oh, man.
I haven't had a whole lot of coughs, but mostly burning and freezing.
Yeah. You're in your room, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's being, you gotta be in there, what they call, in the room, of not around people.
No, quarantining?
Quarantining, he's doing.
Yeah, yeah. Are you quarantining, Jimmy?
I'm adding a Skype caller.
Right. Oh, okay, we're getting a Skype caller here. We might have a...
Yeah. Well, I've had it for 1 week now, and I went.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there we go. Let's see here. Okay, we have another caller here.
Who is this guy from, and where are you from? Oh, I see a face.
There he is.
Hold on, Jimmy. I've got the image working. Who is this guy? It could be better on my part, but I'm kind of making it work.
Who is this guy?
Let me see.
Looks like Chuck. A little bit.
This is Robin.
Oh, this is you, Robin?
Sideways Robin.
All right, it looks like you got the free shirt.
You do?
Well, I'm going to
see how fast this is. Bingo.
What? Let me just, let me just make sure. Oh, yeah, I'm sideways. Yeah, I wonder. I can turn the phone sideways.
I'm going to try to fix it, too. Oh, I should be able to get just you here. Let's see here.
I'm going to mute Jimmy James for a second because I think that's what the noise is. Okay. There we go.
If you want it.
Speakerphone because I don't have any headphones set up, so there might be a bit of feedback coming from me, too.
Nope, you sound fine.
It's working, Robin, and actually leave it as it is. I'll be able to rotate you. There, I've rotated you. Hold on, let me get this image all the way correct. Oh, the Skype logo is on its side, which I really like, too. That's actually really cool. There you go. We see you perfectly.
Yeah, we see you.
There's Robin, Uncle.
Hey, Robbie. William. Hey, cool. I ain't never seen a face, but that's the first time I saw a face of somebody.
Exciting, huh?
I ain't calling somebody, and I just want to see someone. This is something new.
Well, I get to beam in here. This is we're almost in the metaverse now.
Metaverse, really cool. Wow. Yeah.
How are you doing today, Uncle?
Okay, and I had a little. I still have a little bit of COVID left, but
right, I heard that. Yeah, you lose your sense of smell.
But it was started me with a cough.
Now but, Robin is feeding back. Now Robin is feeding back a bit.
I do hear that.
Getting back where?
If you can hit mute while you're not talking, Robin, that'll probably cure it because it's our voices kicking back.
Okay, I'll see what I can do with that here. There we go.
There you go. Okay, sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Uncle. Sorry about that. You were getting interrupted by noise, so I was trying to fix it. Go ahead.
I was saying about I was in Tennessee. And I sort of had it either in from Tennessee or on the plane. I don't know which, but it started actually for me.
We think.
I think it's been a cough.
That's our best guess.
Because I'm not sure if I had it before I left or after I left. Or the cough.
It's hard to say.
Because at that point, it wasn't bad. But at that point when I got... And up there and come back.
You know what's interesting? Lucum in the chat is asking coat, scarf, and light. What strange land is Robin from? And I think, Robin, it has something to do with how far north you are. It's still light up there.
Yeah.
Is that the explanation?
It is night. Look at how light it is.
I guess so. We're on the west coast tip of Canada here, so. We definitely get the last of the light of the West Coast sun down.
Yeah, but we're pretty much the same distance west, but because you're so far north, the light lasts later into the day. So I think that's what's happening.
Yeah, that's what's happening. We get it. We get the darkness because he's the lightest because he's up higher. Mm-hmm. Psychic, get with programming.
There you go.
Don't you know?
I know. You're not
with this program.
I'm not with the program.
Not going about height and dark.
I know. Now I have so many cameras to play around with. There's a lot going on.
I know. You got all these cameras. He's flicking back and forth.
It's fun. This is fun as like a control room sort of thing. And the live stream thing. This makes things interesting. So thank you, Robin, for calling in.
Thank you, Robin.
And for being the first person to do this and for being willing to do this in the first place, we do appreciate it.
So you get
the
shirt.
We see you. I'm going to you again. So, yeah, we appreciate you doing this, man. It's cool.
Just wanted to see how it looked.
You're welcome.
Now, just
I don't need another shirt at the moment, but I still, if long-time listeners recall, I was supposed to purchase a shirt and do a music guessing contest, which I haven't done yet.
Ooh.
Why don't I resurrect the music game and I'll finally come up with a song that people can guess and win a shirt.
Okay. I don't do it that way.
That does sound good. Yeah.
And I thought, since we're on the video, I thought I could give you guys a quick show and tell of one of my stone carvings that I finished last year.
Yeah, we see that. That looks really cool, Robin. Yeah,
that's
really good on the video.
I like that. It's like a skeleton.
Yeah,
it is a skeleton.
Oh, these are the skulls.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Thank you.
That looks awesome.
That's one thing that I finished last year up in the Canadian summer, working outside.
Ooh. How long did that take you?
That probably took me like 2 months or so. I'm a quadriplegic, so I work kind of slow.
Mm.
But and I don't work full time on it either, so it's
full time.
But it's it's a labor of love, you can call it maybe.
Yeah.
Awesome. That looks really cool. Really cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we need to talk about the rules for the music game here then, Robin.
What's the music you want to play first to know what this game's going to go into?
Well, we
have to make this.
The game that you've played previously where Aaron and Uncle will play a punk version of something.
And then the
Instagram folks or whoever else would guess
I got a way we could do this then. We need to just practice something Uncle on our end.
Yeah, okay. We gotta get back with group again.
Yeah, we gotta get our group back together, get the band back together, and then we'll come on the show here next week, next week, and we'll play MST song. Which won't be an MST song. It'll be a cover song.
It'll be a cover song of something. That's easy to say. Don't say what it is. Just say it's a cover song of something.
That's the whole game.
That's the bottom line. I mean, you don't say the name.
They
have to guess the name.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I like it, Robin. Yeah, we'll do that. So thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
That's cool. Very generous of you.
Yeah.
That's cool. So we'll do that. So now we gotta work on a
now we got song. A song to think of.
We've done the Macarena. We can't do that.
We can't do that.
We've done No More I Love Yous by what's her name from the Eurythmics? It evades me. Her name.
No.
Oh, Lennox. Right.
I was thinking of something.
You got an idea? Well, don't say what it is.
I'm not gonna say what it is.
But you have an idea.
I have an idea of something.
Okay. Okay.
Whoa. Song. But it's something.
It's something. Luke, I'm saying, man, Robin is a suave looking dude. He's really setting the bar high for video calls.
Dang.
That's funny.
I'm glad we got this stuff. Finally can see some people that we have been talking to.
I know.
I'm surprised at it. I'm really interested in this.
Yeah, no, this is really cool. We can see Chuck, we can see Robin, and we could potentially see anybody who
else
calls in on Skype. So this is the proof of concept. Anybody who calls in Skype and would like to be seen, just do so. Come on the show and we'll bring you on and then be like, yeah, pull up my video. We will.
I'm waiting to see you know who.
Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting to see.
Uh-oh.
The guy from the governor. I love to see the governor's face.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, not the governor. Not
Gavin
him.
Gavin Newsom.
No, the one that was a wrestler.
Oh, Jesse Ventura.
I'm dying to see his face.
Yeah, that would be good.
I just carried one to see.
That'd be exciting. Hmm. So Jesse Ventura, if you want to call in, we can see you now. It's possible.
Yeah, it's possible if you call, but
possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
Very exciting. And I'll have to work on more graphics too. I've got a real kind of bare bones setup going now with the graphics that we have. We have a lot of our standby graphics.
You do?
I had to recreate some of them.
On your show?
Yeah, getting everything set up on the old laptop.
Oh, the laptop, I meant.
Yeah.
Oculus Veritatis is asking, any thoughts on AI? Why don't you field that, Uncle? Any thoughts on artificial intelligence?
Intelligence servicemen, FBI, like so?
Like machines that can think, like artificially intelligent machines.
Oh.
Thinking machines.
Thinking machines, they're coming in the future. I mean, some of them are already here, of course. But I tell you, you go into your ATM machine, watch out. He's talking back at you. That is the best one yet. Hey, what cash? Oh, cash. Yeah, they're coming up the cash. People go crazy. And they saw that one of those movies, and they were shooting it out.
Oh, you're talking about the...
Where I was putting up the car train.
You're talking about Maximum Overdrive, aren't you, Uncle? You're talking about Maximum Overdrive with Stephen King's movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the goblin truck?
With the goblin truck. He's gone. He goes in.
A reference.
When he said ATMs. When he said ATMs.
He looks at the ATM machine.
Yeah.
No. He looks in the ATM machine.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There we are, looking at the ATM machine, and pop, pop, bling, here he comes. That's what I'm talking about.
That movie to me is such a disappointment because it could be so good, but it just isn't.
I don't know how.
That's my opinion. Yeah. That's my opinion. It could have been amazing.
I mean, but I got a kick out of that when he's looking at it. Boom! Hey, things are coming out of the thing.
That was Stephen King's directorial debut, and I think his last director role ever, but
one and only.
Should have.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it was interesting.
He gave it a shot, and I think he said in interviews later that like he was so high on cocaine that's what happened. I think he said something to that effect. It's pretty much said that.
Yeah.
That movie.
The Rick James defense.
Exactly.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug. Oh boy!
I mean, it's an excuse. I'll give it that.
You know, when he said ATMs and stuff, I was thinking about the old stand-up comedian line. I don't remember which one of them said it. That, you know, when you go to an ATM and you try and take out like $300 at 3 o'clock in the morning, somebody ought to jump out of the machine and yell at you. You know, like because you ain't out doing nothing good at 3 in the morning getting hundreds of dollars. And I can't remember who said it, but it was pretty funny. Oh, by the way, I have the No More I Love You's queued up if you want to play it, but you don't have to, obviously. I got that in Macarena. No,
let's do that, because that'll give people a good idea of the MST cover song landscape. So this will give you an idea of what we're going to come to the table with. This is a more produced version of what we'll come at you live with. So, yeah, why don't you play that, Chuck?
Oi, oi. Oi, oi. Oi, oi. Oi, oi. I used to be a lunatic from the gracious day. Oi, oi. I used to be a rolling guy.
There you go. Gives you an idea.
Yeah. So if you could actually tell that was No More I Love Yous by Annie Lennox, then you might stand a chance of figuring out what we play here live on air.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, this one is my favorite still, though. I just want you to know. So I'm going to play this real fast, just part of it, okay? There you go.
That one's easier to read, I think.
Shout out two songs. There you go. You got the two songs. Shout out.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out for the people. This.
There you go.
No, what's this? Oh, we can listen.
I think I might have,
see.
And apologies to the live stream video listeners. I think I goofed up our audio for a minute there, but I got it back and I know what happened. So lots of knobs to
play with. Now you got to learn your knob system here, Sidekick.
You and the playing with the knobs over there. Come on, man.
That's him. That's Sidekick here. This is what I'm trying to teach him.
I know.
Start playing your knobs properly. Do not touch my sound.
That's exactly what I did.
I don't touch my soundbar. Come here, I can't hear me.
That was the issue. So that's why I felt so bad. That's why I felt I had to address it. Because it's so egregious. It had demanded an explanation.
So I'm glad that came out.
yeah, that's the good part. But Robin, is there anything else that you want to say or even do?
Quick question for Chuck there. Mm. Is that a leopard print bandana that they got going on there?
Oh,
on my head? No. It's electronic static.
Static. Oh. Electronic static. It does look a little bit like leopard print. You're right, Robin.
Yeah, but it's not.
What is the static mount?
No, just that's what they said it was on the package or whatever when I bought it. Long time ago. It's old. I just I put that on to keep my hair from getting tangled in the headphones is all.
Oh, wow.
Cool. Oh, yeah, we like it. And we see it. The listeners do see it. So that's
there you go. See, I would wear my Ocelli effect hat, but then I'll start bumping into the microphone with the bill. So, you know.
Well, there's a thing about that. You see Sidekicks?
I turned mine backwards, yes.
You see how his is?
That's the reason why, mainly, yeah.
Well, actually, I'm not seeing Aaron's video. That's the
thing. Oh, you're not seeing it? Well, what happened?
Because he doesn't have video on the Skype coming my way.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Well, he has it turned around.
Yeah, but see,
do you here? I will enable it. There you go. You see that? There you go.
Oh, now I do.
Yeah.
Now I do.
See that?
I can see it.
Yeah, I can.
See it.
But see, I'm going
backwards. All you had to do is turn it backwards.
Yeah, the reason why I don't
look at him. I look at him. He has it turned around the other way.
See, the reason why I don't put it on backwards like that is because a lot of times when I'm producing your show, I lean back in the chair. And when I do that, then I hit the freaking bill on the back of the chair. So I can't, it's like, I can't wear it sideways because of the headphones. I can't wear it forward because I'm banging to the mic. And I can't turn it backwards because I'll hit my chair.
Okay. Well, I didn't know how you're operating it.
I understand.
Now that I see you, you're sitting and all.
Yeah.
I see what you mean.
I threw a hat on for you guys there.
Oh, here we go.
I don't have any Kelly hat action, but
I got one of these. But you know,
again. Phantom Power, the tragically hip.
Okay, cool, eh?
That's a nice hat, I gotta say, Robin. That's a good hat.
Yeah,
for sure. And then Chuck, I think, has a hat. Let me see if I can go to him. Oh yeah, there's the hat. We see that, Chuck.
Yeah, so I could do that, but then, like I said, look, you know. That's what keeps happening there.
That is tricky.
And was a suit in a higher chair? Higher chair while you're working.
You have a hat on there too, Aaron. What's your hat say?
Oh, mine here. I will have to turn it around for you so I can see it. This is the one that I usually wear.
Now everybody's looking at hats.
Turn it forward and wear it like that the rest of the time.
It's my Carhartt hat.
Carhartt.
That's what a man wears, all right?
A manly hat.
It's my man hat. Carhartt. I don't know if you see the logo, but yeah, here you go.
Oh, yeah.
Five-panel hat.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
People,
I would have had my Top Gun hat, but mine is too hot. It's too hot in here.
What was that, Robin?
I'm just walking.
What?
What was that?
Oh, no, that was feedback from your voice kicking back from Robin's thing.
Sorry, I was saying that you've got your hat that you can identify with the working man. Mm-hmm. They give it a head nod, the Carhartt hat, and they go, this man has a hard day of work.
There you go.
Let me tell you, I can identify a little too well with that person. That's nothing wrong with that. I feel good about that, actually. But let's see here. Luke, what's he saying? It's been echoing with Chuck and Robin all night. No worries, just letting you know for future setup. Yeah.
Future setup?
Mine echoes too?
No, it's coming from Robin's end, I do believe.
Oh, okay. No, but they might see something different on the stream than what we hear. I don't know. I mean, if I'm echoing.
I can hear it. I can hear it. I'm pretty sure it's the same thing they're hearing. I can hear it right now.
See, that's Robin.
Sorry, before I came on the Skype earlier, there was a moment where Chuck was doing a double trouble, but
okay.
I'm not sure why.
Okay. I'll have to go back and watch and see what's going on to see if there is any serious issues there and see if it starts and stops or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
To check that out.
Okay.
But the test overall is going well. We've done a lot of things we haven't done on the show.
Can you imagine if this happens, we can have people seen on the show on New Revolution?
Yes, this will be very good for the
Very
revolution.
Good to see the faces of everybody.
Be very helpful for that, yeah. Yeah, it takes things to another level.
Yeah, I know,
sure.
It sure did. It sure does.
I'm excited about this.
I am, too. I'm seeing people. I'm seeing the people. Hey!
You know, I have a crazy thought just to see while we're experimenting here. Let's see. No, I don't want to do that. How do I? I want to see what would happen if I tried to share my screen over, if you guys would see it. What do you think?
You shared your screen. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know what? That should show up if you want to do that. Here, I'll pull back to us for a moment while you set that up, Chuck. But go ahead, and yeah, it should, if you set it instead of camera to screen share or whatever, it should go over to that, and then I'll be pulling that onto the show.
All right, let's see what it does. I mean, you're just going to see my broadcast set up.
That could be kind of cool, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Oh, let me see. Okay, I might have to make a new NDI source for this.
Okay.
Let me see. It's definitely there. I see it, though. Let's call it Chuck Computer. Chuck Comp. Okay. Let's see. It should be on here as an NDI source. Comp.
Uncle's sneaking a good sip over there.
I've got my wood. But I had to.
Okay. What is it called? Charles. Oh, here it is. Here it is. This should be it. Is it showing up? Oh, here we go. Okay, we're going to it, Chuck. That we're able to see all this and it's not a problem?
I don't know.
Okay, well, here, I'm going to go to it. There it is. Look at those knobs.
Holy moly.
That's just my broadcast.
Look at those knobs, Mr. Sidekick.
I see them.
There's more
there they are.
That you have on this pranky toy than he has on that toy.
That's just my sham broadcaster, yeah.
Dang, look at
that. That is complicated. Oh, my goodness.
Now you see what he does. That's why I have my best man on the job. He is the best man on the job.
He is, yes.
You can see why I exist.
There's
why
no dispute.
Why I hired this man. Now you see it.
I see it. And not only do I see it, the entire audience sees it.
Yeah.
It's really amazing. Chuck is going through his files now. We see that you're scrolling down through something.
Mm-hmm.
It's small for me, so I can't really read it so well.
This is where I got the monkey suit twister things from. Here's Macarena and No More I Love You is right there in this file, which is
it's in that file
under indie music. Yeah. So
you know what we need to turn this show into is a tutorial show.
What does that mean?
Where we just force Chuck to do tutorials. Nice. Where he does stuff on his computer and he explains how he does it the whole time. It'll be Uncle the producer tutorial show is what we can call it.
Yeah,
that's a good idea, right?
If you want it, if you don't mind doing that.
Uncle, you know what I just remembered? We need to remind the people to press the button. This is supposed to be a weekly thing we do. Remember?
Oh yeah, gotta press the button, people.
Tell them.
What was it?
I need to make a graphic for this, but now we'll just say it.
We are gonna. We have to push the button for. Or something.
Everybody on YouTube.
Don't forget to like and subscribe. Smash that bell.
Yeah,
that's right.
Follow something people.
Thank you, Cal.
Thank you, Cal.
You said it better than I could.
I couldn't even say it.
So there we go.
They can also hit the share button to share to all their multitudes of social media out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, spread it all across Germany and the Netherlands.
Spread that.
Yeah, all I would love to see some of those people in United States people. We'll be able to see them?
Spread it around, and then after you do, call in through Skype.
Yeah.
And then you can be on the show, and everybody will see you. And you'll be really happy that you promoted the show, because all those people you promoted to now can see you, you see?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you're on TV almost.
Smash that subscribe button.
So we have the sound effect for it. I like that, Chuck.
Sounds interesting.
I promise I'll work on a graphic for that, and we'll make this a weekly thing.
Okay, that's your job to do for this. Whenever you commit to it,
I will. I'll do it. Yeah. It was the NDI thing this week, but now that this is all set up, I'm pretty happy with this, and we've got some tweaking, but it's good. Now it's on to the press the button graphing.
Wait until we get to the New Year's Revolution time. Oh, man, that's going to be wild. I'll be able to see bots.
Oh, Uncle, we're toward the end, so let's make sure we get two shout-outs before the show is over. Let's do that since we have so many people on the line here.
We have the first caller was girl from there.
Was the count.
The first one was the count.
One you can call out.
Shout-outs, Ken.
Shout-out.
Me? Shout-out to Jennifer Connelly. She's still hot as hell. And more shout-out to Top Gun 2. Watch it.
Nice. All right. Count, thank you for calling in. We hope to talk to you again soon. Always great to talk to you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a good night.
There you go. Take care. And then we've got on the video screen, no less, we've got Robin wearing his hat. I guess that's a shout out, isn't it, Robin? But do you have other shout outs to give?
Shout outs. I'm going to give a quick shout out to antibiotics. Because I've recently had to use some, and they do work fairly well when needed.
Mm-hmm. Use some. Cool. Okay, cool. Yeah, I like that shout out. Thank you, Robin.
That leaves you with Jimmy James, by the way, Aaron. In case
Jimmy is still here. Good.
Okay, Jimmy.
We got another shout out here. All right, so Jimmy, shout out. See, you got tonight, man.
I also would like to shout out to some of them antibiotics. Come over to my house, antibiotics.
Does that help you?
And,
what's your laughing? That's not funny. Boy, he's got.
And also,
it's the sound.
To the woman, that lady, you better pray to your God that I never get my hands around your neck.
Who the heck is this?
Interesting. All right, great shout outs.
The Wuhan Bat Lady. She's
Jimmy?
The one that invented COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Wuhan Bat Lady. I got it.
She invented it.
Is this, you got that from the sound? From the voice?
There we go.
Is it the voice bad?
You know, his voice is real bad. But you know what, Uncle? That also means.
I was just.
Yeah, that also means you got three calls tonight, and that's more than Aaron or I got. So there you go.
You mean our beaches again?
You did. You did.
Dang, I took a guess of it. I didn't even ask you. See? Comedy shows mean something, Chuck. Other stuff, what you do is your stuff. But my shows will blow you out of the boat. Water.
There you go.
As you know.
I think so. We have seen that evidence time and time
again. Time again. Exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah. Now, Uncle, do you want to give a shout out?
Well, I'm the shout out to old Jimmy. Hopefully he gets a little better.
sounds worse than me. Lord willing, he will be better. And everybody else that called in, all you guys have shout outs. And if there's anybody that has a lady ever want to call in, and a shout out to you all. There you go.
Shout out. Yeah. I guess I'll shout out to Robin. Thank you for offering your free gift for the first of all, thank you for coming on the show and being the first person to do that, be visible on here, and for giving the shirt to whoever calls in with the correct answer to a song that we play. So we will be practicing something. We'll come to the show live with something soon. So we'll work on something, Uncle. And shout out to NDI Tools for making these NDI things that I use to.
What's a NDI?
That's how I got the video stuff working tonight. So there's that. And I would suggest that people follow us on Instagram and Twitter. It's Uncle Podcast.
Chuck can have his shout out. Hold on.
Let's go to Chuck. Yeah, because, Chuck, why don't you give a shout out before we leave here?
I'm good. I'm glad that this all worked out tonight, and we'll see what we do in the future, right?
Sounds good to me, man.
Okay.
And we're the website is unclethepodcast.com. Every Friday on the Ocelli Radio Network. Here, 11 p.m. Eastern. Join us.
And it's 11 o'clock, people.
Yeah.
It's almost that new evolution year.
Now we can see you. All right. So, Uncle, why don't you bring us home?
There's our 273 episode. Bye-bye. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Talking while you're eating.
No talking at the dinner table.
You're on your period. There you
go. I've said period. Not no period.
What's the point?
This